Any estimate of the total number of patients that have been presented or reported at this point, and globally, what we know about it in terms of efficacy?
Well, I just came back from the ASCO meeting where there was an update of a group of studies from what they call the Bluebird group, and then another group of studies from China, actually. And China, basically the United States and China, are the primary countries where this activity have been done. And both the Bluebird results and the Chinese results were very remarkable, very high response rates, and relatively low toxicities, as you suggested. They report low incidences of the CRS, but both of them are relatively preliminary reports. I would say, in terms of numbers, we're talking about 100 or fewer patients that have been treated with this anti-BCMA cellular immunotherapy. But certainly the preliminary results are very promising, though much more work needs to be done. In virtually all the studies that have been presented so far, the infusion of these cells has been done in patients who are really very relapsed and refractory. You could argue, given that this is an immunotherapy approach, that may be a more intact immune system, as would be seen in an earlier group of patients, or perhaps a less refractory and resistant malignant myeloma cell may even be more amenable to this sort of therapy. And so studies are beginning in an earlier group of patients.
You correctly said that a lot more work needs to be done. On the other hand, it also brings up an issue that's happening a lot in oncology, where you see a novel therapy that's given by itself, and you start seeing people who have no options, regaining their health, so to speak, like your patient. And from a, I guess, regulatory perspective, what's it take to get that in practice? Oncologists may wake up and see that it's approved. I would guess that it's only going to be approved to be utilized in specialized centers, but it kind of gets into the overall issue of, how many people would you need to see to want to give this therapy? You're talking about 100, whatever, 200, whatever. And then if that does become available, do we have the capacity to treat all the patients, and who's going to treat them?